Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure. As always, I'm glad you're here. And got a couple of outstanding guests the first half hour. A couple of ladies. Both of them are new friends, even though you've heard many representatives of women impacting public policy, including one of the founders, Terry. Actually, both of the founders have been on the show, Terry Neese, and for some reason, the other name escapes me right now, but Jennifer will help me out in a second. And Jennifer Bisegli, ladies and gentlemen, is with us. She is vice president of the Women Impacting Public Policy Board, of the WIP Board. And she's here to talk to us. She's going to talk to us about contracts, federal contracts, especially that are available for women to take advantage of. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having us. And
remind
it's Barbara Kassoff is the other president.
Barbara Kassoff, of course. Please don't tell her that her name escaped me because we've known Barbara for a long time. I just got so many women's names in my head right now. I'm trying to make sure I pronounce Bisegli correct. And
I
so, but you know, we love Barbara, and then we got Sarika Sangwan, ladies and gentlemen, who's with us. She's manager of advocacy marketing for American Express Open. Sarika, welcome,
yep,
welcome, Sarika. It's good to have you here. And so I got Jennifer and Sarika. Okay, Jennifer, my audience knows about WIP. They know the good work you guys do. The bipartisan way you bring women of all professions, of all backgrounds, of all political persuasions together in a way. And I've been to your meetings, by the way. In fact, you and I may have met. In the past, I don't know, but I've been to some of your national meetings, and I've never seen as many divergent individuals and personalities and politics come together in as harmonious a way as you guys when you guys have your meetings. Jennifer, how do you pull that off? It's a tribute to Barbara and Terry, isn't it?
Without a doubt, it absolutely is. They had a vision 7 years ago of focusing women business owners across the country on really educating them and empowering them how to help themselves as far as supporting and pushing federal legislation which would affect their business's bottom line, and they've made it happen. It's really incredible.
Well, it really is, and one of the things you guys have worked hard on is helping women entrepreneurs not only promote themselves and not only grow their businesses just as businesses in the marketplace, but also with regard to helping them understand the huge universe of federal contracts that potentially could be available to them.
That's exactly right, and right now we're in a huge initiative to really, again, educate and get people more involved. Only 67,000 as a maximum of the 10.1 million women-owned businesses in the U.S. are registered to work with the federal government, which is such a small percentage, and there's so much money being left on the table for women business owners that we thought it was a good time to get involved.
And you guys have partnered with American Express Open. Sarika, you guys, American Express Open has stepped up to be a partner with WIP to help them raise the consciousness, raise the level of proficiency and expertise and capability of these women entrepreneurs to get contracts, right?
That's right. We're working directly with WIP, to help women entrepreneurs grow their businesses through securing government contracts. And we've got this great formula, which is to educate women on the opportunities government contracts have to grow their businesses. And then we want to enroll them into the database that Jennifer mentioned to really make these women eligible for these contracts.
To get them to the point where they can actually mount a campaign, a charge, to an attempt to bid on these contracts and get some of them. And I have known many women. In fact, I've interviewed a number of women over the years, ladies, who have done this. I know one lady who was the who aggregated a bunch of contracts for women, and she was the sort of the general for that group. And it was seven figures. I think one of them was like nine figures. I mean, it was like $1 billion or something in aggregated contracts of a bunch of small businesses, and these were all women-owned businesses. So, tell us about what your plan is when you talk about. I tell you what. Before that, Jennifer, tell us. I mentioned this the term universe. Tell the audience how big this universe is, and this is not a universe for women only. This is for all small businesses, right?
Yes. As far as funding, the federal government, on average, awards about $400 billion. And
say that again. 400 with a B, right?
It is. It's a B. $1 billion worth of work every year to businesses to work with them, to support them, to complete their mission for our country. And at current, women-owned businesses are only getting about 11 of that $400 billion. And one of the key points about it, Jim, and you just mentioned, the people that know how to work within the federal government are seeing success. Or the people that know how to work with the government at least see the road to success. But there's many women business owners out there that just have not been open to that universe. They don't know about it, especially if you don't live right here in the D.C. area.
It's not money that falls off of a tree. It has to be worked for. I mean, this is not just like just walking out into the marketplace, knocking on a door and saying, "Hi, I'm Sally. How do you like me so far?" I mean, you got to do a lot. You got to do a lot of work to become certified, right? To become qualified for these contracts, right? Sarika?
It's not just the certification,
right.
It's really the education, which is why this partnership with American Express is so exciting, because education is the key portion to make this a successful program.
Sarika, you were going to say something too?
Yeah, I was just going to say that American Express Open sincerely believes that education is the key, and we recently put together something called the Open Book, A Practical Guide to Business Growth on Government Contracting. So this is a great resource that could be available to any of your listeners. How do you get the book? So you can go to openforum.com. You can also just go to giveme5.com to get more resources on it. But it's a great
giveme5.com.
You got it.
As in a high five?
You got it.
As in give me some skin, Sarika?
It is like that, and it actually relates right back to the Equity in Contracting for Women Act of 2000.
GiveMe5.com. I like that. Way to go.
No, it's quite
quick
lovely.
Break. Stand by, ladies. I got to take a quick one. Jennifer and Sarika and Jim will be back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you'll check those out and use them to your advantage. We've built them for you, and I've gotten a peek at the new website, ladies and gentlemen, I've been telling you about, and it looks really good. I'm very excited about the new Small Business Advocate website that we're going to be launching very soon, just maybe like a couple of weeks. Or even less, I don't know, but it's coming along very nicely. I'm looking forward to showing it to you. We got a couple of outstanding ladies with us right now, ladies and gentlemen. Jennifer Bisegli has her own business. She has her own small business, but she's a volunteer, member of the board of WIP, Women Impacting Public Policy. That's WIPP.org, right, Jennifer?
Correct.
Company, an organization, I should say, founded by Barbara Kassoff and Terry Neese, and who have been long-term members of our Brain Trust. And then we have also with us with American Express Open, Sarika Sangwan is manager of advocacy marketing there. And we're talking about women getting access to, getting educated, becoming, you know, getting signed up and becoming proficient at laying claim to their part of the government contracts. Now, when we went to the break, ladies, Sarika, you and I were having a little fun with the Give Me Five thing. Give me 5.com, right?
Yep, that's right. So the program.
And I was having some fun with you about you know, give me some skin, but the five really means something else, doesn't it?
It does. It does. In the year 2000, about 8 years ago, it was legislated that 5% of government contracts must be granted to women. And unfortunately, 8 years later, only 3.4% are going to women. So we've sort of come up with...
And that's only because the other 1.6% haven't been claimed. I mean, it's low-hanging fruit laying there waiting to be claimed, right?
Absolutely.
And only because of a lack of education, a lack of proficiency, we've got to increase the level of confidence that women have for going after contracts. Jennifer, we got to increase everybody's level of confidence. I mean, it's not just women. Men are, I mean, I'm intimidated by doing business with the government.
Well, and there is, you mentioned before the break, Jim, there's a lot of education, and it's a serious decision for any business owner to work with the federal government because it's a serious mission that you're supporting. But with partners, with teaming opportunities, and with the education that American Express and WIP have joined to provide to business owners, I think it'll help a lot of business owners across the country get to where they need to get to.
Sarika, what was that other website after besides giveme5.com? The other one was what?
Openforum.com.
Openforum.com, okay.
Got it. And this is just an educational platform that Open has put together to help small business owners grow their businesses.
Now, will both of those websites take them to the place where they can find the Open Book?
Yes, it does reside on both websites, but GiveMe5.com is specific to government contracting resources.
Okay, and so that's where you can go and they can download the book, the actual education book, in a PDF, right?
Absolutely. We're putting that up on the website.
And it's free. Everything's free, right?
It's absolutely free. It's just great tools.
Jennifer, what if they need more help? What if they read the book and they say, okay, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to take the next step. I like what I see here. I think I can do this. I think there's a place for me in getting government contracts. What's the next step after the book?
Well, there's actually contact people right there on the website and hyperlinks. It'll take you to different educational information, different background on the legislative act that Sarika just mentioned. So once you get to that website, it should have everything you need to get to the right people to help you take that next step.
Okay. Jennifer, talk to us about your. Now wait a minute. One of you had a success story. Was it Sarika? Did you?
I
was
did.
It you? Okay, so tell us. You have a great success story. Then I'm gonna get Jennifer to give us one too.
Absolutely. So, we've got one of our card members. Her name's Garnet Newcomb, and she is the president of Human Potential Consultants. And we worked with her in 2005, 2006. And she was only at $400,000 in revenue. And after educating her about the opportunities that government contracts could have to grow her business, she's already hit the $18 million mark.
Wow.
And has gained incredible confidence and competence to succeed in applying for government contracts. And
what a great story.
One of many stories.
What is her industry?
It's called Human Potential Consultants, and it's a staffing agency.
Staffing.
Around the D.C. area.
So she's providing staffing for the government.
Exactly.
Okay, now, Jennifer, you've got your own business, right?
I do, yes.
And you're doing business with the government, right?
I am, in fact.
And you know that doing business with the government is not for sissies.
It's not. It's not. You have to be in for the long haul, exactly.
So tell us about it.
Well, my company, Intero Solutions, we're going into our third year right now, and very happy to say that between the partners that we've had and the ability to have that educational support, we're going to grow about 200% this year in our own right, based on a lot of what we're doing with the Department of Defense. Thank you. But you're right, Jim. It's not for people that have just woke up one morning and said, hey, I'm going to do business with the federal government. This comes after 7 years of prior experience with commercial America, you know, cutting my eye teeth and then having the ability of having good business partners that help me get through the first steps as my own business owner.
Yeah, it's really the kind of thing, though, you got to learn, folks, and that's the reason why I'm glad to tell you about these websites. Openforum.com, right, Sarika?
You got it.
And it's also giveme5.com. Go there and check out. Get educated, ladies. And you know what? I bet a guy might slip in there and learn something, too, huh?
Absolutely.
Jennifer Bisegli and Sarika Sangwan, thank you, ladies, for being here. See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.